Okay. This meeting is called Matt.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Person.
And Susan Payne on the phone also.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
We have Susan Payne on the phone as well, so our professionals from the state. Roll call, please.
Director Davis.
Here.
Director Holtaway.
Here.
Director Klipstein. Director Maglione.
Here.
Director McElroy.
Here.
Director Payne.
Here.
Director Riley. Director Romano. Chairman Walton.
Here. And for board members, when you speak into the microphones, so the folks on the phone can hear you have them called in, it makes a difference. Yes, it does. This meeting has been advertised in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Adequate notice has been provided by posting on our website, our bulletin board here at the building, and advertising newspapers that are on record to handle those notifications. With that, please rise and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, our first item of business is approval of the meeting minutes from March 22nd. And I think we should stop calling these meetings and call them reunions. That's all right.
I'll move that.
Motion moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Holtaway.
Aye.
Director Klipstein. Director Maglione.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne.
Yes.
Director Riley. Director Romano. Chairman Walton.
Yes. Does any board member have a question regarding any non-agenda items?
I have a question. When this act was initially adopted, it was supposed to be a regional act, and I believe it's been so many years now, but I believe that it was New York State, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Supposed to be four states, and I was wondering if anyone here knows if those other states have followed through like New Jersey has.
No.
Yeah. And at the time there was talk of $100 million that was supposed to be in the federal budget for funding and purchase programs.
That one, I don't know. I know that the usual allocation for the federal government to fund land preservation in the Highlands in the four state areas has been $10 million. I know that that's divvied up equally among the four states, but the $100 million I think was talked about but never really materialized.
Okay. Margaret, could you talk just a little louder?
Yeah, I just was thinking as I was
talking. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's very difficult to hear.
Yes,
it was
my bad. I didn't talk into the microphone.
Start over again, so okay. I want to know how $100 million.
For the Highlands Preservation Bill or the Preservation Act sponsored by Congressman Frelinghuis, I don't think more than $10 million has ever been allocated per year for funding for preservation activities. And it's been equally divided amongst the four states in the Highlands. And I don't know.
Even though those states are not actively participating as
Jersey. That would be correct.
Seems to be quite equitable.
First special here in Jersey Army. Someone called in. Is that Jim by chance?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Chairman Riley is with the C-Cops. Any other questions or comments before we continue with the agenda? All right, next up is my reading for it. Well, this is a good day for us. This is a day we actually get to hand out checks to harm landowners and to partly correct what I believe to be a shameful act on the part of the state of New Jersey towards property owners here in northwest part of our state for the benefit of a few. As you recall, we have been giving out checks to folks based upon hardship. We found that criteria was not included with the act and wasn't really appropriate, so we've changed direction. And we're using the PSC&G money to give out buy credits based upon two factors. One is the proximity to the PSC&G line and also the environmental sensitivity of the property. We were fortunate that the Highlands have developed sort of a pecking order of environmental sensitivity for these properties. We simply used that criteria, looked at the folks that applied for credits, and whoever had the most sensitive property and closest to the line was going to get funding. As we'll hear in more detail from Margaret shortly, we have $9 million we're going to be handing out thereabouts. So the $9 million we have in abeyance, part of that will go to open space purchases. We have dozens and dozens of open space applications that have not been sorted through yet. We have more credit applications, too, that we have not yet gone through. Actually, they have gone through, we don't have money to purchase. And we are expecting some sort of a federal matching grant program in the near future. So in broad strokes, that's what we're up to, what happened up to for the last 6 months. And with that, Margaret,
I have no executive director's report at this time because I thought it was more important to get to the main event. That's what everybody's here for. So I will turn lead over to James to go through the purchase program with you all.
And the chairman touched on some areas of the purchase program, but the purchase program was created just this year, April 19th, 2016, by the council. They adopted rule NJAC 70:70, which created the Highlands Open Space Matching Grant Program and the HDC Purchase Program. The HDC Purchase Program replaces the old initial purchase program that the bank ran. As the chairman said, that removes the hardship criteria that was used in that initial purchase program. The eligibility for the HDC Purchase Program is any property in the preservation area that's eligible for an HDC allocation. Or basically any property in the preservation area that has lost development potential due to the passage of the Highlands Act. The criteria, as the chairman said, for the prioritization of the purchases is set forth in detail in the rule based on the standards of the regional master plan. And the funding is provided now from the PSE&G mitigation fund and also from some money left over from the original initial purchase program that was approved by the bank, but was never actually funded due to environmental contamination issues on one site. So basically the criteria is, there's four primary criteria. There's designation in the RMP as special environmental zone. There's designation in the RMP as high or moderate preservation priority areas. There's proximity to existing open space and preserved farmland. And then the final criteria set forth in the rule is mitigation criteria. Now, the rule itself doesn't speak to the specific mitigation criteria. That's based on any mitigation plan that has been approved by the council. In this case, that would be the comprehensive mitigation plan approved for the PSE&G project. And based on that comprehensive mitigation plan, developed two criteria, which is proximity to the PSE&G line and connectivity and protection of scenic resources designated in the RMP. So for the bank authorized applications, and the applications closed July 8th, we received 65 applications, 62 of which were eligible. That was a request for the purchase of 1,266 HDCs. Total value requested of over $20 million, obviously exceeding the money we have available. Just recently, the Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee recommended to the council that the council release $9 million in funding for the HDC purchase program, given the huge number of applications we received. In addition, we have the money remaining from the last round, so the bank has available approximately $9.7 million. In addition, as mentioned, and related to your question, the Highlands Conservation Act had a grant application this year for $2.4 million of federal matching funds, which we applied for, and that money would be used to supplement applications for the HDC purchase program. And in fact, the money you approve tonight, hopefully, is included as matching funds for that $2.4 million. So in the summary of the money we have available, we have $18.6 million available from the PSE&G project, plus interest, plus the remainder from the last round, with a total funding amount of $19.4 million. Now, the council has authorized $9 million of PSE&G money to come to the HDC bank. Plus, we have the remaining, so we have $9.6 million available, or $9,682,698 available, with the interest set aside for closing costs to reimburse the HDC applicant. That leaves a remaining balance of $9.6 million. In fact, the council will ultimately decide how to allocate between the open space program and the HTC program. The anticipated timing for all of this, November 3rd, obviously this is the bank meeting. The bank meeting's actions, the minutes have to go to the full council for approval. After that, we have to go through the governor's veto period, and then we'll be able to begin the closing processes. So we're really looking at first quarter of 2017 to close on these properties. And then after the open space program is reviewed by the council, which will be in the spring of 2017, whatever funding is left over and whatever money we get from the federal government will return to the bank with a possible additional application. And that's a summary of the program.
Questions?
You said that the $9 million was a total of HBC and open space?
No.
Okay.
It was originally. But the council changed that.
Just for.
Just
HBC.
For. So the. Let's get back. So the bank has available to it tonight $9,682,698.
You have. The set aside for closing costs is $107,000. Does that come off the 96?
No, that's separate and apart. The committee authorized us to use that interest to help pay for closing costs. Each applicant is eligible for up to $2,500 reimbursement for closing costs, for filing fees, attorney's fees, those kind of things. And that's been the standard procedure since the beginning of the program. So, what does all that mean? The committee had reviewed all the list of applications and the priorities and had authorized the $9 million purchase, $9 million purchase, the credits that were prioritized based on the rule. Now, the credits prioritized based on the rule are in this list here. You see they're listed by block and lot along with the priority criteria, along with the total amount up here of funding proposed. Here's the target, here's proposed. They don't match because obviously we don't have applications that exactly match the total amount. So we have a slight remainder. But based on the priority, which is special designation of special environmental zone, preservation priority, connectivity to existing open space, proximity to the PSE&G right-of-way line, and proximity or protection of scenic resources. And for those on the phone, that would be SE, the column, I'm looking at the spreadsheet with all of the properties listed, and the priority criteria says SEZ, which is special environmental zone, PresP, which is preservation priority, OS, which is connectivity to existing open space, ROW, which is proximity to the right-of-way line of PSE&G, and SR, which is protection or adjacency to scenic resources. So those are criteria consistent with the rule, and all that was done was those were points were applied to those items and totaled, and then all of these properties were ranked in priority and totaled up to an amount less than what the bank has available, and that funds 28 properties with a remainder of $74,000. And that's what we were recommending, and the committee has recommended to the bank to move tonight.
Were any properties that were with, that applied, that are within the right of way, not make the cut?
No.
So every single property that applied is within that PCG right of way is getting money?
Yes.
Anybody else have a question?
The analysis used 1.0 as the basis for every one.
Yes.
That was in that specifically was in the rule?
That is not in the rule. That is our interpretation of the rule. It affords equal. The rule does not provide any prioritization of the categories. In other words, they are all
equal.
So
not saying special environmental is more important than.
No. Now, in the case, you'll see that some of them are, like the top one there, you have 0.76 on it for preservation priority. That's because only a part of the property is designated as preservation priority. So it's prorated based on the area designated. The same with SEZ, the top property in Rockaway, that's actually three lots, and only one of the lots is designated as special environmental zone. So again, it's prorated based on the area. We tried to not make any interpretations of the priority categories and keep it as simple and straightforward as we could.
The idea was to be as objective, not subjective. Is that Susan that wishes to ask a question?
Yes, so I'm looking at the spreadsheet with all the properties on it.
Yes.
And the map. And so I'm totally understanding everything you're saying. I have that in front of me. I'm following along. So the funding, the $9.7 million would go down. That's what I wasn't catching, about what, the first 28 or 29 farms on that list or properties on that list?
It would include number 28, which is up to number 28, which is Tewksbury, block 15, lot 23. That's what,
okay.
That, it includes that and then stops there.
Okay. Thank you.
And just so you're aware, what would happen is in the next meeting in February or March, I'm not sure, we would return to the bank with any properties that have dropped out to seek additional, basically continue down the list, because it's unlikely that all 28 properties will accept and close. In addition, we'd hope to have the federal money there, which would add another $2.4 million into that list. And again, the properties on this list are specifically included in the federal grant. So we hope to be returning in short order to amend this list.
Getting back to the open space applications, why is it a long time between what you've gotten and having sort of for them when we can make recommendations to councils we can move forward here with dividing up that last remaining $9 million amongst open space and the correct?
The rule calls specifically for 120-day period in which the applicants have an opportunity to complete their application. In that regard, the application is much more complicated, so we gave them a 60-day period with an additional 60 days, so we have to let that expire before we can really move forward with the applications. We'll be doing the processing during that time period, but you know, the council can't take any action until then.
We can't take action because of the purchasing of this, but we can certainly take action as a policy how much of that library we should leave for open space and credits if we chose to.
We could certainly report out to the committee on that and advise you on what applications we've received so we can move forward with that.
My goal is to get more money and more pockets sooner.
Yeah, we absolutely.
Any other questions from the directors? Bob again?
Yeah. Approximately how much is the total open space request so far? Do we have a grant that has
$14 million?
$14 million, yes. Okay. So we had $20 million here, and we're allocating $9 million. So we may see a shift.
We have $9 million left to divide amongst an $11 million and $14 million request.
Yeah.
Little by.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the balance of how much goes in each to see if it was correct. So, okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the directors? Okay. Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
So next up is the resolution, which memorializes and codifies what James reported we've been working on, that you all have before you. This is a voting matter with public comment, lucky us. So first, is there a motion to approve the resolution? Moved and seconded. Council, there is a director discussion on the resolution.
Can I just ask, the resolution, let's see, the fourth whereas from the bottom of the page.
It is on October 20th?
Yeah. Could somebody explain that to me?
Sure. The Highlands Council has a subcommittee called Landowner Equity and Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee. It's a mouthful. That is the committee that goes through these applications that make recommendations as to how to divvy up those $18 million and $9 million. That committee's feeling was that we wanted to get as much money into as many hands as soon as possible. And also, that committee generally believes that buying credit is a higher priority than buying open space because we generally are trying to compensate landowners who we feel have been wrong. We passed that recommendation along to the council, and they concurred, if not with our reasoning, certainly with our results. So, because we have $9 million already to go, And because of the time frame to move these open space applications, we decided to move forward with the $9 million for credits. So that's what that whereas is capturing.
So the whereas is saying the first round of funding entirely on the HDC program, but if I'm following the conversation, half of the money is going to the open space preservation program. So I was just trying to understand what the reference to the first round of funding entirely.
Sure. So, okay, let me see if I can explain it better. We have $18 million in round numbers.
Yeah.
Council decided to allocate $9 million for the first round of effort.
Oh, I see.
That effort could have been open space, could have been credits. That was not decided at the time of allocating that first $9 million. Based upon the timing of the open space applications, the priority of the credits, the recommendation was to make that full $9 million, that full first round, just credits. Does that better explain it?
That makes sense. Thank you. So they'll make a separate decision at some point about the remainder of the funds.
Correct.
The
remainder of the $9 million, council will decide how much goes to open space, how much goes to credits, and we'll be back here again to approve purchasing credits based upon what council sets free from that $9 million. It could be
$8 million,
it could be $1 million or something in between.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Any other questions from directors? All right, we'll go to the public. You have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
George Stafford, Highlands Coalition, and the Borough of Warden. How'd you come up with the prices?
That's based on the HDC allocation criteria set forth in the regional master plan and the $16,000 per credit value.
I mean, cost per acre.
Oh, we don't base it on cost per acre. It's based solely on...
Comes out to cost. It comes out to credit per acre, right?
No.
Well, you're getting $150,000 for X amount of acres. Am I correct?
No. The value is based on the lost development potential. That lost development potential is calculated specifically on the constraints and size of the property. And then that's converted into credits.
But obviously the properties are in different places. You have some in Bergen County and you have some that are in Fartnet. So the development potential, or whatever you call it, when is the development potential presently in the marketplace?
No, it's based on the development potential prior to the Act, the day before the Act.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Who's next?
My name is Tom Wagner. I saw up there for Union Township. There was $84,000. It wasn't approved, but there was an amount of $84,000. I had an application for $176,000 in Union Township, and I'm just curious why it's only 84 up there that was denied. That's number one. Number two, do I understand it that the government has decided to take my value of my land in 2004, that'd be 12 years ago for those, and now you have $18 million in the kitty, and you've decided to consider purchasing land from other people with half that $18 million instead of paying me for what you've taken from me 12 years ago? Do I get the drift of that?
No. I understand why you would put it that way, and I share your aggravation at the Act. But the state of New Jersey took your, in my opinion, the state of New Jersey took the value of your land by passing this Act.
No question.
We have, at our disposal, very limited means of righting that wrong. One of those is offering this credit program. And there's only so much money that we ever have. You saw we had $20 million to give out.
Yes.
Some people have to get it, some don't. The criteria we used was what we felt was the most fair.
Well, you set money aside for the purchase of open space.
No, not necessarily. We set money aside potentially for purchasing open space. But again, that open space purchase would also be to land in the Highlands that also had their value diminished because of the Act.
Well, I mean,
you could.
I think you're going like this with me. You've got $18 or $20 million to pay for the people who lost their value, and you're saying you're holding half of it back, and all I heard was for the purchase of open space.
No, that will also go to credit purchase. We haven't decided how much will go to credits and how much will go to open space.
How does a dollar go to open space when you already took my money?
Because the open space will go to purchasing land of people who are harmed like you.
So is it double talk? I mean, what is it, the same thing?
It's a different mechanism to achieve the same end.
Sounds like double talk. You have money. You robbed me in 2004. The state did, not you folks here in the room. But that weird governor we had robbed me.
Yes.
And you're not paying me interest. I'm on the shelf. You've got 18 or 20 million bucks. Somehow you said we're going to spend 9 million of it today and another 9 million later. Why don't you pay me now?
If you're asking Rob Walton, I would have all the money go to credits. Whoever Rob Walton
does. Well, who decided?
The full council. Mix of Republicans.
Well, what was the justification for that? How did they justify we're not going to take the money we have and pay the people that are deserving? What was the rationale behind it?
The rationale behind it was that we have more applications than we can pay for. So we want to try to figure out how best and most fairly to allocate the limited funds we have.
I understand that, but you have 20 million and you're only allocating 9 million. Why not allocate the whole 20 million?
I would suggest you come to a council meeting and make that point. This bank board doesn't get to make that decision. This bank board gets to spend the money given to it by the council. The council gave us 9 million. I would have loved to have given.
Okay, great.
I sympathize with your plight, and if you, I think, you know, in principle, you're right. And I would have loved to have seen the full 18 million go to credits. We don't need to make that call.
Thank you very much.
I'm in its worst. I don't like it. Who's up next? Go ahead.
My name is David Chope, and every time you have a meeting like this and allocate money, I would like you to make it clear as to how you get the $16 million per, or $16,000 per credit. We all know that it was based on the work from Integra, which started out assessing the values of TDRs according to their location in the Highlands. Their initial number was 94,000. It was decreased 30-some-odd percent to accommodate for possible infrastructure improvements like putting in roads, sewers, etc. And was further debased by the Highlands Council's Act to $16,000 a credit to make it, quote, more palatable for builders to buy. That was the reason. No other reason given than that. To date, the only holder of TDR credits is this bank. You've not sold a single one. I would hope that you would go through the history of this so that people here, grasping at whatever straw is offered to them, realize how badly they're being screwed. Thank you.
If you did that just for people. Right.
You're
up.
I
agree.
Thank you. My name is Dave Pfeiffer. I'm with the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions. I just have a question. When the bank acquires a credit, how is that credit booked in your books? Is it booked at the same value that it's paid? You know, what's the asset balance of the HDC bank? I mean, we're talking about spending money, but we're also getting something, which supposedly in the future is going to have some value.
The only problem with that is we can't sell it. We own the development rights.
Right.
We cannot enter around and give those rights to someone else. So we have an asset. I'm not sure that asset is worth anything because we're not allowed to sell it.
Right, but you have to carry it on your books at some number.
Oh, no, we don't. We're the government. You don't have to do it or anything like that.
Okay, then.
I mean, the government doesn't carry assets the same way a business does. So, you know, the government doesn't have to report depreciation, doesn't report value of capital.
I used to work at a nonprofit, and we had a bunch of land and easements, and we had to value it revalue it periodically to show it as an asset. So
it has no such obligation.
Okay. I would love to know how the bank is doing as a bank, not as a land preservation organization or a compensation organization, but as a bank.
Perhaps from this type.
Okay. Thank you.
Who's next? Anyone else?
Yeah.
Sir, what?
I got time.
Hi, Roland Fry, New Jersey Conservation Foundation. Is it possible for the public to know how many acres are being discussed here today? I gather there are, like, what, 28 properties or something? But, you know, like, we do not have a sheet showing this, and my eyes are bad enough that I can't read that right now, so...
That's the price. $993 acres.
And how many parcels is that?
28.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's 28 property owners. Maybe more parcels.
No, properties. Some of them are comprised of more than one lot, right?
30 parcels.
That's a great headline, isn't it, Wilma? We're preserving 1,000 acres today.
Pardon me? We're preserving 1,000 acres.
Isn't that incredible?
Preserved them in 2004.
I can't wait with anybody tonight. Go ahead,
Hank. Hank Klump, I'm a farmer. Hey, one of the things in Tewksbury, thanks for letting me talk here for a second, but Integra, going back, if my memory serves me right, came up with a $94,000 per credit. Then, like David said, for 30% less, it came to around $64,000 per credit. Then, to make it compatible to the builders, as Gordon, this was Gordon and Swan did this, I'll tell you who did it, and they changed it to $16,000. That's what happened here. This is entirely, it's like Lisa Jackson taking 88 and 25. Do you understand what I mean? We were at 64, then get down to 16. It doesn't work up. Somebody should do an investigation on how that 16,000 occurred from 64. At Terger, we paid to do this analysis. That's what I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Who's next?
Chuck Irvin, Quentin and Tewksbury. Point of fact, on your resolution, I would have thought it would be appropriate, in the interest of fairness, that list you have up on the board be attached to the resolution.
Yeah.
As far as a public comment of which, finding out where the list is pretty difficult. You know, it's like, it's not right. The whole list should have been attached to that resolution. Number one.
Because it did not get.
Pardon me?
The whole list, including those that did not get permitted, you're saying?
It's not attached. The whole list is not. When you're talking about your resolution right now, the list of property owners that we are talking about is not attached to this list or who have put in for the TDR program. There's no way to quantify what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
The list you had up on the board. I'm sorry. Resolution 216?
No, he does not.
Bobby, he does.
The public has a different version of the resolution.
Well, wait a minute here. No offense.
What's going on, guys? Why do I have a different resolution than the public?
Excuse me.
No, you raise a great point. This stuff happens.
I'm just hearing from Annette. It's customary that when there's a proposal, until it becomes adopted, it's not incorporated. So you have exactly the same resolution, except that you don't have the properties listed because we didn't want to presume the decision by the bank board.
Mr. Barr, I'd like to point out that how can a public comment on a resolution when they don't have all the facts in front of them?
That's a perfectly fair comment. I'm explaining what the practice has been to the chairman.
Just one other comment. I might have missed a couple meetings. The last meeting I was, that $18 million, part of it was earmarked for TDRs, and the rest of it was unsure whether it was going to go to administration and other things. I'd like to have a commitment from the council that that other $9,600,000 is going to be in the hands of the Highlands Bank.
I can't give you that commitment, unfortunately. I don't think any of it was going to go to administration, quote-unquote. I think all of it was going to go to either buying open space or buying credits. Again, the open space program will be buying open space for folks who are in the Highlands Act and harmed by the Act. That choice is, again, made by council. If you ask Rob Walton, all of it goes to credits. All of it goes to what we're trying to do.
Rob Walton?
That's me.
When you say I think, I lose a little confidence. Lessens the effect of it.
But bear in mind that I have one vote, not all 14.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Could you explain to me, because I don't follow this, you're talking about buying open space for people that were affected by the Highlands Act. Is that another group of people other than the people that were... So why is that even a statement?
Because as has been made very clear, the $16,000 price for credits is well below fair market value. So there was a concern that we would not have $18 million worth of applications for credits. And we still wanted to use this money to try to make whole some folks who were harmed by the Act.
Whole is the wrong word.
Fair enough. To give some compensation to folks who were harmed by the Act. So the concept was, if we get less than the full budget for credits, we can, through another means, get funds into people's hands. And the open space program was that other avenue. And the way we're working it is, if you are in the Highlands region and you have you're a large landowner and you wish to have your land preserved, you can, working with your municipality or your county or a not-for-profit, come to the Highlands Council and get part of the funding for the purchase of that property as open space. And what we have seen is, because of the fact that it has been 12 years since this Act passed, that this is probably the most likely shot people are going to get of any compensation from the state of New Jersey. Wrong as that is, this is probably the only shot folks are going to have. And my guess is that people who are applying for this simply have reconciled themselves to the fact that this is it. It's not going to get any better. So let me take this really lousy bird in the hand instead of waiting for a potentially better two in the bush. So we have more requests for money than we can fund, which in my mind makes the open space program not necessary, unless we get some other source of revenue so we can pay for the remaining $2 million in applications and then start paying open space. But I don't get to make that decision. I have one of 14 votes that makes that decision. There is some feeling to try to give a little bit of the other side of why folks want us to do the open space. You're sure, Riley, welcome to come on in.
It was fun listening to you.
Part of the concern is, because we've opened up the door to open space, we don't want to close that door by not doing something in that on that that path.
They have no entitlement. None.
I'm not arguing the merit of that. I'm just trying to give you a little flavor of what some other folks are thinking. That decision, those choices, sir, are being made at the council level, not the bank. Again, the bank is only able to spend when the council gives it. And right now, the council has given the bank $9 million for spending tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Humphries, you didn't answer the first part of my question.
Regarding your property?
It's the only property I'm here for.
Your property is correctly listed at 11 HDCs at $176,000.
Well, I wasn't on that list, on that spreadsheet you had up there. It's a Union Township, $84,000.
The police is towards the bottom of that list.
It's ranked number 61.
Pardon me?
Your property is ranked at number 61.
Out of how many?
Out of 62.
Oh.
I don't even see mine up
there. And that was ranked by the system on the right based on a whole lot of magic.
It's not in the environmental zone, as per the regional master plan. It's not.
Well, if it's not in the environmental zone, why did you hurt me?
First of all, I didn't hurt
you. You did hurt me. You took away. So if it's not in the environmental zone,
thank you.
I was not in the legislature 12 years ago. To vote.
Well, I don't care. You're there now, and you took
the
spot.
No, I'm not there now.
No, you were sitting right there. You're getting paid to sit right there.
I'm not getting paid. Whoa, stop. Hold on a second. Wait 1 minute, sir. I've been very patient and tolerant with you going out of order. You had your 3 minutes, and I continue to entertain your questions. So please, excuse me. I'm not going to give you one red cent. I am here for one reason only, to try to get these people some money. All right? And I understand you're pissed off. You have a right to be pissed off. But you have no right to piss off at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Well, you certainly don't seem to be communicating it that way. We're doing the best we can with a really lousy situation here, sir. And I am sorry that you were harmed. I'm in your corner. I think it was a sin and a crime that they did to these folks. And I wish we could fix it. I can't. This is the best I can do. And it pisses me off to no end.
So at the council meetings, do you express this when they say they're going to let another group of people in before
us?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, good.
And in the committee.
Thank you very much.
Yes, he does.
Sorry for being aggravated, but it's...
Yes.
This has been, I've been here for 7 years fighting this fight.
Well, I didn't mean to offend you, and I apologize.
Apology accepted. Sorry for raising my voice. Glad we're on the same side.
Mr. Chairman,
may I... Yes, sir. Please take it. Go ahead again.
One of the problems we have...
We'll take the mic, sir.
Sure. One of the problems that we have here for all landowners is that there are no buyers for TDRs. The fact of the matter is that the receiving areas have never been addressed. In the last 14 years, I think it's almost 14 instead of 12, but it could be 12, okay, there hasn't been one receiving area that's been approved. Now, what troubles me is I talk to other mayors in towns and I talk to them about this, they look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. The fact of the matter is that there are certain municipalities that could well use this project and it would benefit everybody. But quite honestly, the outreach program from the Highlands in itself has been less than stellar. In fact, it's quite disappointing. Is there any way that this board could follow up to help?
I don't know if I would agree with your characterization about the outreach effort. There has been outreach. It's one of the things that, if I may. One of the things that the new council directed staff to do in earnest was try to find receiving zones. This act has a fatal flaw with the TDR program. The Pinelands Act allowed the Pinelands Council to dictate receiving zone. They said, well, you can't develop inside here, but outside here, you can decide development goes there whether they like it or not. The Highlands Act did not give us any of that authority, so we cannot develop in the Highlands Act, but we can't mandate development in the counties outside of that region. Without being able to dictate a receiving zone, if I'm a mayor of a town, why would I require an extra burden on somebody who wants to build in my town if I'm trying to attract development? Unless I'm forced to, there's little reason, unless I'm trying to be, you know, sacrifice the development of my town for the goodwill of the harmed landowners. So that's the challenge, is we cannot find receiving zones because there's no benefit to the towns to take them. In my mind, the TDR program will never work. I came to that conclusion when I read the act the first time. What I'm pleased with is that many of the members of the council who came to this council with a different attitude about the law and about the TDR program are beginning to realize that it does not work. And at the last council meeting, I'm not sure if you were here in attendance or not, once we passed our resolution for the water fee, I said the next thing we need to do is to take a stand and tell the state the TDR program does not work, because it doesn't. You're quite right, that doesn't work. As far as the outreach effort, sure, could it be more robust, more earnest? Yeah, we could hire 10 more people and have them hit the streets. I don't think it would make a difference. There has been an effort, we've been trying, we've been giving out grants to towns to look at it. They look at it, they don't take it. It's frustrating to no end, but at the end of the day, in my opinion, the TDR program simply will not work because you cannot mandate receiving areas.
I can point out a very fatal flaw that you have. I can only speak about the townships that I know. Clinton Township. They have, they would like to be in the your tier six. And they've given you, probably they're in front of you, they probably haven't signed it yet, but there's good reason for that. Because although they want to be in tier six for their own development, they are doing exactly what the TDR program calls for, density of 12 per acre. That is what should be stopped by the Highlands Council. That is why you guys should work to have something. So if they have obligations for COA or whatever, those TDRs that you have become something of value. And that has never been addressed.
That actually is what a wonderful idea that I wish had been tried by the earlier incarnation of this council. The prior incarnation to the current chairman and staff had different attitude towards the TDR program. The TDR program, correct me if I'm wrong, was supposed to be started in a year. Right?
Year and a half.
A year and a half, whatever it is.
8 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
I would put it to you that the first people who were charged here had no interest in the TDR program. They had no interest in compensating landowners. They couldn't care less. That's my opinion. What they did with COA, which is an interesting point, is they tried to leverage that COA threat to comply with the Act. What they should have done is leverage the COA threat with becoming a receiving zone for TDRs. But they didn't. And now that COA is gone, we can't force it anymore. Well,
COA is still in existence.
COA is gone. The affordable housing obligation is still there.
Yes. But again, my point on that is if any municipality changes its zoning from the day that this act has been brought in, they should then be subject to taking TDRs. They're changing their zoning. What the municipalities want, I can't blame them for it, but they're doing it on the backs of these people, is open space, but they don't want to pay for it. How do you not pay for it? You zone yourself as a municipality and don't let anybody else in. And that basically is what's hurting every landowner.
You raised an interesting proposition.
Thank you very much for your time.
Anyone else today wish to speak on the resolution? Or anything? Turn that up. Pretty much before.
At this point.
No close.
All right. With that, we will close public comment. Last call for comment from directors. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Voltaway.
Aye.
Director Klipstein. Director Maglione.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne.
Yes.
Director Riley.
Yes.
Chairman Moulton.
Yes. So despite all the angst and anger and frustration and fighting, this is, I think, a good day for the council. We are putting checks in the hands of our landowners. Some level of compensation. Is it full amount, the right amount? No, but today we'll be writing, or soon we'll be writing checks to the Department of Labor. That's a step in the right direction. Thank you, gentlemen and lady, for your votes today. Any other business? Margaret?
Meeting scheduled for next year.
That's on the agenda. Okay. Next on the agenda, consideration of a resolution for the 2017 annual calendar. These are the list.
So
this is a list of the meetings that will be canceled. Motion and seconds.
Thanks, Susan.
This is the public has a comment. Anybody want to comment on the calendar of meetings? Thank you.
Have one.
Any comment from directors on the calendar of meetings? Roll call, please.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Voltaway.
Aye.
Director Maglione.
Yes.
Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne.
Yes.
Director Riley.
Yes.
Chairman Walton.
Yes. Again, thank you everyone for attending. Thank you everyone for their participation. We have a public comment.
Yeah.
Public comment.
Yeah.
So now you get the public to yell me again. Who wants to go first? You want to go? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, I'm good. You're done. I'm done, babe. You sure?
Yeah, I got one on you.
All right. I'll watch the switch.
Somebody's got to yell me because Jim Riley's getting very upset.
Again, it's that clump. I'm in a preservation land, 150 acres, and we lost it. We were robbed, like you said. You know, I get this Farm Bureau paper, and in there it's got for Pine Lands, which is started, which this act was supposed to follow. But the credit mandatory and designation growth zones under the Pineland region, but currently the PDC are only required on conditionals of development approved for the developer only when high density approved density is sought for resident development. What happens is they can't find anybody. I don't know. Is anybody else aware of this? No?
I'm a little aware of it. This is Susan. So my understanding
maybe,
maybe
you
is,
can tell Bob exactly what that is.
I'm sure I can't, but my understanding is that the Pinelands Commission is looking for ways to increase the use of PDC credits for development that heretofore has not required the use of PDC credits in order to increase the demand for, you know, for credits in their program.
Is our Highlands Council going to back into something like that too? That's you know, it's down the road.
It's not like me, yeah.
No. Okay. So, all right.
Anyone else wish to talk? Yeah. Sir.
So.
Tom Wagner again.
Yes.
When we had our little conversation,
yes.
You mentioned, you said that I noticed I was number 899,000 out of 900,000. You said some people are never going to get paid. That gives me a lot of cause because I'm at 70 years old. I'm hoping to outlive this council. But what did you mean when you said some people aren't going to get paid?
Well, I didn't.
No money.
I don't recall saying that, but I'm sure I did. Because, as Hank said, no money. That's my concern is that there will not be the funds to purchase every single credit that everybody wants. That's a real fear, that people will continue to come asking for credits because they won't. They feel they will be compensated and will simply not have sufficient funds to apply in every case of the parcel of land or a credit that comes in and has to be for compensation. That's my concern. My concern is also that there may be some desire on the council's part to fund the open space program to some degree over the credit purchase program, and therefore be less folks being compensated. We continue, Jim fights this fight much more than I do, being the chairman of the council. Trying to get funding from the state of New Jersey for this has been a real challenge.
Yes.
They've promised, they say good things, and they pass open space bills to fund open space without dedicating any of that funding to the Highlands to purchase credits. So it is an ongoing battle to try to get funds to buy credits from the state of New Jersey. That's the challenge. That's my fear is that we won't have the revenue and therefore won't be able to buy every credit that wants to be bought. So yes, that nobody would get, that not everybody would get paid. That's a real fear.
So given that circumstance, if I owe 100 people $100, but I don't have $10,000, why don't I give everybody $50 so everybody gets their beak wet instead of some people getting nothing and other people getting.
And the only way to do that would be to value that $16,000 credit even further.
I'd rather get less than $16,000 than nothing.
That's an interesting perspective that I will certainly bring back to our committee to discuss because that's.
No, of course not. Because if you're at the top of the list, you don't care. But if you're just, you know.
That's a fair point.
But not all right, so I see now I have to be at these council meetings to.
Absolutely.
To be a little more involved and vocal in this. So the state just has no interest in honoring your obligation to support this law.
Well, I would characterize it that way, 100%. And you talk to some folks and they say, Highlands, you're still talking about that? Well, yeah, we're still talking about that because you haven't done right by these folks. There are some that are concerned and some that want to do this, but there's so many problems that this is unfortunately.
How about if I just don't pay my state income taxes for the next 10 years? Then we'll be even.
I agree.
I think
they
might come
flying. Hey, Bob. What happened to the
$10 billion the federal government was
going to do? It's chopping the bits.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go. I'm sorry.
Hi. I want to point out, number one, it seems to me that the amount of open space that's covered everybody who has a one lot gets to build a house on it. And the problem is with, and there are, in the preservation area, there are over 9,000 of these exemptions for a single family or a single residence. And then when the water rules were applied, which is what is causing the problem, people can't subdivide, essentially, so, and they have to have either 88 acres for a septic tank or 25 with farmland. But if you do the calculations, and I cannot recall, I did these calculations from the DEP numbers, you got, I think, an additional 187 units if you applied the 25/88 acre rule. And if you take that number and multiply it by the 88 acres, not the 25, which is the farmland or other uses, but if you multiply those additional units and kind of assume that those are going to have to be 88 acre parcels, you only get 15,456 acres, which is not an enormous, unbuyable amount of land. It's not that much. If you took, and then, of course, there are, under the 88 acre rule, there's 25 too, so, you know, it's probably more than that in acreage. But I don't, it's not an unmanageable number. I mean, this is the land that needs to be preserved for water supply. It's not just, you know, it's a lot of it's for the water supply purposes. And it would be possible to purchase it or give HDC credits or sell them. It's not the entire preservation area. It's because everybody, you know, smaller parcels can have the house. So, you know, I don't think it's such an unmanageable problem, actually.
Thank you, Ms. Bryant. Who wishes to go next? Or are we all going to go home? David Schultzer, you're up.
This act was passed in 2004, and in March of 2004, Senator Bob Smith, at the first public hearing on the act in Ringwood, when he was made aware of concerns by Senator Cardinelli and others about what the effect on the landowners would be, Senator Smith, and I'll have to paraphrase a bit, but not by much, but basically he said, don't worry about it. The governor and I are working on a plan where we will show you the money. We will show you the money. And he included McKeon, Assemblyman McKeon, whatever he is. And McKeon didn't say a word. So this is Smith's promise to shut up the objections to the consequences of this act. And of course, the governor at that time was McGreevy, who had other things to worry about, so I doubt he was too concerned about this plan. In other words, I feel it was predicated on a lie that was made of whole cloth at the moment. And when it comes to an outreach for the TDRs, an outreach to the TDRs program was made when this council, not you guys, but the council who are your superiors, started doling out money by the bucketful to what I call the Planners Guild. These towns apply for money to study the viability of TDR receiving areas. The Highlands Council doled out money by the buckets, which has netted zero TDR sales. Probably a couple million bucks. I haven't kept track. Could have bought a lot of land, but instead I bought some nice things for planters. And for the landowners who do not fit your criteria, for preservation, I would suggest to the Highlands Council Bank that these property owners be put in touch with Toll Brothers, Hovnovian, and so forth, and make this land available for development because it's obviously not suitable for preservation. If it's not suitable for preservation, and if it's not suitable for development, what is it suitable for? What does it use? And I will also let you know that right now, as we speak, Farm Bureau and Senator Smith, the good old Senator Smith, are looking to cut a deal which will put the Farm Bureau lawsuit to rest for an agreement to back off their lawsuit. I'm not sure of the details, but I believe this is what's happening, in exchange for the magnificent deal where 88 acres becomes 25 acres and 25 acres becomes either 10 or 11. But none of the other restrictions, like 300-foot buffers and stuff like that, are removed from the encumbrances on the land. So that's I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hey.
I'm sorry.
She snuck up on me.
Terry Wallace, landowner from Ringwood. I just want to thank everyone. I know you're doing the best that you can under the circumstances. I know you get beat up a lot, so I just want to make sure that you know people do appreciate what you're doing.
Did you make a cut this one?
I did.
You did?
Half, yeah.
Okay.
So, something, so I do appreciate
it. You're one of our regulars.
I've been doing this for a long time. Lost my dad on the way. It's my mother's property. She's very sick, so you know my story. I've been here a million times. I also would like to, now that they voted on it, can we get a copy of the list?
Yes.
Will that be available? Yeah, thank you.
Eddie,
it'll be at the beginning of the meeting, but yes, so this meeting gets approved by the Highlands Council in December. Then has to get approved by the governor in a month or so. So you're looking at February.
Nothing ever moves quickly, I understand.
Anyone else? It's your third time.
It's got to be a charm, you know?
Third time's a charm.
First, I'd like to thank everyone on the board and all the members. There's one thing that occurred to me reading all through the Highlands, and that is if you wanted to make these credits a little bit more attractive. I don't know if you gentlemen are familiar with the time of decision rule. That means that when you have an application in front of a planning board, that it is decided that on the merits of that day's zoning. Well, I would suggest that the TDRs are frozen in time, and the time of decision rule, as they apply to TDRs, should be the day they were enacted, which would have been 12 years ago, which would, in fact, change some of the DEP requirements and make certain matters of development easier so that a developer may actually want to buy these things. Pardon me?
They are figured out.
It was proposed that way, but I'm
based on 2004.
The value is figured that way, but the TDRs are, there's nothing in writing that says that. I haven't seen it unless
you can. The law doesn't mandate TDRs, so while you've come up with a couple good ideas, there's no mechanism in place for us to force the town to do anything. So while your idea is good, we don't have the
ability.
The legislature does.
But it would not be an unreasonable request for you gentlemen to take that to the legislature.
Fair point. Yes.
Thanks very much for your time again.
Of course. Anyone else?
Is there a mechanism that we could find out how much the Highlands Council has spent on grants? Just curiosity.
I'm curious.
I'm a numbers guy.
I'm curious too. We'll give us some time.
Okay.
Yes, you pick my ears too. I don't think it's a million, but at first, not cheap either.
Yeah, put it on the.
At least, the TDR did. Yes, we'll find out.
On the other side of the equation, you could put zero. That represents the number of TDRs sold.
That's a very fair point, one that I'm glad you made. Anybody else wish to comment?
I'd like to say you did a good job.
How's Thanks. It? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.
Aye.